Good morning, Gdansk. Yes, that is right. We are here with you. It is 11:05, and I'm still here with the beautiful Ewelina Potocka.
Zawsze beautiful. Dziękuję. Ale Krispa mam po drugiej stronie.
And, a little bit sleepy this morning, yes?
Tak, ale już teraz jest bardziej energetic.
Okay. Let's hope so. For this, at least this next hour and a half, we need to...
Dajemy z siebie wszystko, jak zawsze. Nie spuszczamy z tonu. Nie ma absolutnie takiej możliwości. 600-306-0606, ale dziś będziemy mieć gratkę raczej dla młodszego pokolenia, trzeba przyznać, chociaż you never know. Ale wszystkie szczegóły naszego konkursu już za moment, a teraz mocne uderzenie na dobry początek.
Yeah.
Metallica oczywiście na dobry początek naszej dzisiejszej audycji, ale co się okazuje, dziś jest 3 sierpnia, gdyby ktoś zapomniał. I dziś są urodziny Jamesa Hetfielda, czyli właśnie wokalisty grupy Metallica, wokalisty, gitarzysty oczywiście. 56 lat James Hetfield już skończył. Wow. Tak, i niebawem będzie można zobaczyć grupę Metallica na Stadionie Narodowym w Warszawie. See you there.
Unbelievable. And seriously, these people, even in their 50s these days, like celebrities, film stars, they're all still going so strong.
W ogóle nie widać wieku. 56 Amazing. Lat, super energia. Popatrzcie na Jennifer Lopez, 50-latka, niedawno
exactly.
obchodziła
50. And still looks amazing.
Lepiej niż niejedna 20-latka.
I would marry her personally, yes. Now, we have something either you're going to love or you're going to hate.
Tak jest.
And, well, let's be honest, I think we hate it.
Zobaczymy, bo zobaczymy. We will hear a song.
We
i zobaczymy,
will.
Może to będzie piosenka twojego życia.
Please,
you never know.
Do not turn off your radio during this song. But actually, this is a band called BTS.
Tak
and
jest.
And maybe you've heard of them, maybe you haven't.
If you have children, teenage children, I'm sure you heard of this.
Yeah, are teenage children into these guys?
Tak jest. BTS to jest fenomen z Korei Południowej. To jest tak zwana gwiazda K-pop. K-pop music to jest właśnie taki koreański pop. No i cóż tu dużo mówić. Chłopcy wyglądają ślicznie, są przepiękni. To są wymuskani, cudowni chłopcy, którzy oczywiście tańczą, śpiewają, no ale przede wszystkim jest ich 7 i zespół nazywa się BTS. Trzeba powiedzieć, że zespół został stworzony. This is a fake, you know. Oni byli rekrutowani, można powiedzieć, przez taką dużą agencję koreańską. No i stworzyli boyband, który jest stricte nastawiony na robienie kaski. Dużo, dużo kaski. Mhm. No i cóż, i dziś okazało się, że jednak są fenomenem na skalę światową. Dziewczyny wariują.
Well, this
They
is the thing,
drive
actually.
Girls crazy.
You say this, but actually all of the BTS members are currently single.
Muszą być single. Okay. To jest najważniejsze. Nieważne, czy potrafią śpiewać, muszą być single.
Do you know any of their names?
Jeden jest chyba Suga.
Yes, you're correct. So I've got their names here, yes, and these are some really funky names. So we have Jimin, we have Jungkook, we have RM, Suga, V, Jin, and J-Hope.
J-Hope, tak jest.
You know, like, most of these sound like alcohols, to
and
be honest.
And I am sure teenage girls know those names by heart. To jest jedna rzecz. Znają oczywiście imiona na pamięć, ale też zapewne językowo bardzo się doszkalają. Ale jeśli, when it comes to language, this is very interesting about this K-pop stars, because yeah. they mix English with Korean.
I know.
Quite. I to jest niezwykle ciekawe. To jest w ogóle zjawisko, myślę, do poczytania, do analizowania przez wielu socjologów. Zresztą też osoby, które zajmują się fenomenem popkultury, już się tą sprawą również zajmują, pochyliły się nad tematem, ale what's the point? We have invitations for you guys.
We do indeed.
I teraz słyszę w domach. At home, tak jest.
And these are very strange invitations, actually. Not the ordinary concert invitations. However, this is...
The movie.
Exactly.
Bo oczywiście to nie chodzi tylko o muzykę, chodzi również o film, chodzi o wszystkie rodzaje sztuki.
Yep. And this will be happening where?
W Multikinie. Taka emisja, transmisja Bring the Soul, the Movie, czyli filmu, w którym możemy zobaczyć, jak wygląda zakulisowe życie tego 7-osobowego zespołu. BTS. So we have a special invitation for you guys.
I've never actually experienced this, so actually kind of watching a concert inside a movie theater.
This is a concert and this is also like a backstage glimpse, what they do backstage, like a special interview, you know, showing their normal life, showing their privacy. Więc to jest naprawdę nie lada gratka.
Do you know what? I'm really interested to see how filled up the cinema will get.
It will be.
You think so?
I'm sure. Oczywiście, że tak. Czy mamy tu fanów grupy BTS? And this is the question, and the question how to win the tickets, you will find it later.
Don't know what I'm going. 우리 만남을 수학의 공식 완전 달라 baby 운명을 찾아낸 둘이니까 우주가 생긴 그날부터 계속 무한의 세계를 넘어서 계속 우린 저 생에도 아마 밤생에도 영원히 함께니까
This love, I want a little love. Yeah. 난 너에게 만 집중해 좀 더 세게 나를 끝내
태초의 DNA 가는 원하는데 이건 필연이야 I love it 우리만이 true love it
그녀를 볼 때마다 서술과 책에 놀라 신기하게 자꾸만 숨이 멎는게 참 이상한 설마 이런 게 말로만 듣던 사랑이란 감정일까
oh, yeah.
애초부터 내 심장은 널 향해 들을까
걱정하지 말라 힘을 든 건 우연이 아니니까 우리 완전 달라 baby 운명을 찾아낸 둘이니까 우주가 생긴 그날부터 계속 무한의 세계를 넘어서 계속 우리 전생에도 아마 땀생에도 영원히 함께니까
운명을 찾아낸 우리니까
후회하지 마라 baby 영원히
영원히
영원히 영원히 함께니까 걱정하지 말라
BTS.
Wow, that is love it or hate it.
I don't know how to feel about that, to be totally honest.
Ktoś napisał bardzo szczerze, coś okropnego. Dziękujemy za szczerego SMS-a.
Do you know what, if you look at a photo of these guys, it does look like there is only one haircut allowed in South Korea, because they all pretty much look exactly the same. However, a message from our producer, in fact, which is quite interesting. So he wants to mention about his son and how actually his son goes to these Korean pop parties. This is actually a big thing here in Poland, the Korean pop parties. I didn't know this. I really didn't know.
A Agnieszka do nas napisała, pracuje z młodzieżą w Kwidzynie i jest w naszym klubie jedna taka Vanessa, która nie może przestać opowiadać o tym koreańskim fenomenie, BTS, i nawet koresponduje z jednym Koreańczykiem. Po prostu szał. Tak jest. To jest kompletny szał, kompletne wariactwo. Pamiętam taką sytuację w tym roku, w pierwszej połowie roku. Nie pamiętam tylko, czy do niej chodziło o zespół BTS, czy inny, również w tym mieszczący się w fenomenie K-popu. Występowali w Warszawie i pamiętam, otrzymywałam od znajomych filmiki, kolejka, właściwie już od wczesnych godzin porannych do klubu Palladium się ustawiała, przez cały pasaż, cały czas wzdłuż ulicy Marszałkowskiej. Mnóstwo przede wszystkim oczywiście dziewcząt, nastolatek, 13, 14, 15 latek, które stały w kolejce, by dostać się do klubu już jeszcze przed południem.
And let's be frank here. Poland were the people who invented disco polo. And now if you're saying that you can't handle BTS, you know, is BTS maybe
teraz
a little bit better than disco polo?
Teraz się naraziłeś, nie wiem, czy bezpiecznie będziesz mógł opuścić dzisiaj naszą rozgłośnię.
But now we do have two tickets to go see these guys.
Tak jest.
In the
BTS
movie
the movie.
Yeah, BTS the movie. I can't. They have a movie. This is crazy.
They have everything.
They do indeed.
Pamiętaj, że oni są stworzeni przez specjalną wytwórnię, która ma możliwości wręcz nieskończone.
Let's be honest, just a lot of money was put behind them.
Tak, i najważniejsze, they are single.
Yeah.
Jeśli tylko okazałoby się, że któryś z nich jest zakochany, że ma dziewczynę, to absolutnie by zniszczyło cały wizerunek zespołu.
But when the guy has more feminine hair than you do, like some of these guys are rocking pink hair, pink and green hair.
Nie tak, ale I am sure that the girls say they are sweet. Że tutaj chodzi o właśnie o to, żeby oni byli słodcy, żeby byli kochani, żeby byli tacy do przytulenia, taki friend, a jednocześnie taki no śliczny, piękny friend.
Okay, so how to win these? Well,
this is a bad question.
Exactly, this is a bad question. We want to go in some different direction.
Tak
now,
jest.
I was in
Soulport. More Metallica.
I was in Soulport yesterday, actually. And basically, I came across a waitress. Fantastic waitress. Really fantastic.
Already
customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Completely out of this world. She had the banter.
Tak.
You know, she actually had banter. You know, sarcasm. It was fantastic. Mm. But then, all of a sudden, she showed me a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she did.
She did.
She did indeed.
Oh,
Where was it? It was on her foot. Yeah, so the tattoo was on her foot. Completely strange tattoo. It was... The tattoo was 5 + 4 = 9. And I was
niesamowite.
Like, I was like, okay, what's this about? Like, where is the reasoning behind this? And actually, the reason was she's a huge fan of Jackass. If you've never seen Jackass, this is basically... I think everybody has, yeah? Everybody's
myślę,
seen Jackass.
Chociażby fragment.
Yeah, pretty much it's basically a group of guys just doing absolutely crazy things. And it is hilarious, let's be honest, it is hilarious. But she decided to get this tattoo because of the guy that died in Jackass. He had the same tattoo and she decided in memory to get it on her foot.
Oh.
Yeah, so really...
Like a true fan.
Exactly, a real true fan. And, you know, people get... Even there's some people out there in the world who have tattooed faces of Boris Johnson or Donald Trump on them. Crazy, absolutely crazy. And actually...
So are there already... Są już też takie osoby, które Boris Johnson mają wytatuowanego, tak?
Yeah. There are people. It's absolutely crazy, insane. And actually, here's my question to Evelina, in fact. Because during this song, she was like, Chris, please... Don't ask me about my tattoo. I was like, so, Evelina, where is your tattoo, Evelina, please?
Somewhere. Over the rainbow.
Dupa, tak? Dupa?
To jest bardzo złe słowo i na pewno nie tam. Myślę, że nasz Krzysiu Farman jeszcze musi się trochę języka polskiego nauczyć, bo nie wie, co to tak naprawdę znaczy. Nie tam i nie wiesz się gdzie.
But when it comes to tattoos, what are the reasons? This is how you're going to win these tickets. Tell us, what are the reasons in regards to tattoos? Why did you decide to get a tattoo? Maybe you're thinking of getting a tattoo. I still haven't done it. I don't know if I could cope through the pain. I'm not too sure. But I probably would do this. But yeah, what are the reasons? What are the reasons behind you getting a tattoo? Let us know on 603-060606.
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way. She sits on her ass, he works his hands to the bone to give her money every payday. But she wants more dinero just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say.
No nie jest to najprostsze zadanie, pracować z Anglikiem, który dopiero uczy się języka polskiego. No,
I apologize.
Poprawimy.
I didn't know this is a rude word. I thought, you know, it's very often used, I find.
Nie wiem, w jakim towarzystwie się obracasz, ale dobra. Za 3 minuty będzie 11:30. Tatuaże. Czy robicie tatuaże? Dlaczego robicie tatuaże? I no może gdzie? To już nie będziemy pytać. Natomiast jaka jest motywacja? No właśnie, motywacja, by zrobić tatuaż, the motivation, naprawdę jest bardzo, bardzo różna.
This is the problem actually. Many people get a tattoo mainly for creativity. They want to show their creativity. And many people actually just enjoy the pain. Can you imagine? You enjoy the pain?
Są takie osoby.
That's a little...
Są też takie osoby, które... Bo podobno tak jest. Nie możesz poprzestać na jednym tatuażu. One tattoo is just the beginning.
Yes.
Są takie oczywiście osoby, które rozpoczynają od jednego tatuażu i brną. I później mają cały plan za zagospodarowanie swojego ciała. Są na przykład left hand and right leg.
Yep.
Muszę powiedzieć, że takie asymetryczne tatuaże wyglądają całkiem nieźle. It really looks good when you have like asymmetric, like left hand, right leg.
Of course.
And here, like a right hand and left leg, they are like true, but without.
I don't know, because on some people the tattoos look very good. However, on me, I think I'm too innocent. Okay, yes, I use rude words
you
in Polish.
You are too innocent, naprawdę.
But I'm a little bit too innocent for a tattoo. I think I don't know if I could pull it off. I'd have to be a little bit of a.
This is the last thing I would say about you.
Yeah,
you are innocent.
What you've learned in the last 5 minutes. But you have to be a little bit of a badass, let's say, to be able to pull off a tattoo, you know?
Dzisiaj tatuaże, no właśnie, są tak bardzo popularne, że dziś mogą i robią je tak naprawdę wszyscy. Everybody does a tattoo. And now it's the thing, the point, yeah? I think it should stick to your personality.
Yeah, but for example, many years ago, piercings were the thing. I remember at the age of 16, actually I had a few piercings. I've had my eyebrow twice. Yeah, I don't ask why. I was going for a phase.
Czyli nie jesteś taki innocent, so now już teraz mamy
I even had my nipple. Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
Czy naprawdę tak mamy
brnąć
jeszcze?
And purely, I just remember when I was 15 years old, this was a thing going on at school. This was a huge thing. People were getting their eyebrows pierced and everything, their ears, both ears done. It was a huge thing. And now, of course, this has been long forgotten. And now the next thing is tattoos. So, yeah, I'm kind of interested. What is your reason behind getting a tattoo?
Tak jest. A przypominamy, że do wygrania mamy zaproszenia do multikina na BTS The Movie, czyli nie lada gratka dla wszystkich fanów K-pop.
It's 11:30 and here's the news headlines with Elizabeth Peck.
Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
Radio Gdańsk English Service, RGEN News. The headlines this Saturday, August 3rd, 2019. In spite of arrests and a crackdown by authorities last weekend, Moscow demonstrators plan to march through the city center today, beginning at 2 p.m. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffers first defeat in by-election loss to the Liberal Dems in Wales yesterday. President Andrzej Duda signs law allowing the Westerplatten War of 1939 Museum to be built on land requisitioned from the city of Gdańsk. And the 26th annual St. Dominic's races begin today at 1:30 p.m. in the Gdańsk city center. Full details and weather at 12:30.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Get Tattoos, BTS, to jest temat. Okazuje się, że dotknęliśmy naprawdę złotego jaja, można powiedzieć, które błyszczy niesamowicie.
W imieniu, this is breaking news.
Tak jest, right, w imieniu ponad 30 tysięcy polskich ARMY proszą nas fani grupy BTS o taką pomoc w akcji Polish Army with Letter. To będzie wielkie osiągnięcie dla całej polskiej społeczności fanów grupy BTS, bo obecnie znajdują się na pierwszym miejscu w top 20. Wow!
So basically you're telling me there is an army out there,
tak jest,
who are
armia.
Supporting BTS.
Tak się nazywają. ARMY Polska. Pozdrawiamy was bardzo serdecznie. We didn't even know that you exist, guys. So dziękujemy bardzo, że się do nas odezwaliście. 603-060-606. Piszcie o waszych idolach jak najbardziej. Jesteśmy niezwykle ciekawi. Bo muszę powiedzieć, że my się teraz tego uczymy od was też poniekąd.
I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked.
But you used to have also your idols. Przecież
yeah,
ja pamiętam,
I
mi
guess so.
95, 94, 96, jakoś tak, już teraz nie pamiętam dokładnej daty. Me at Backstreet Boys concert here, yeah, in Sopot, Opera Leśna. Przecież co się działo?
Do you know what my idols are? A little bit maybe more commercial, I would say. Like Will Smith, for example. Will
no,
Smith.
A Backstreet Boys w ogóle nie są commercial.
Ah, okay, okay. But you know, Will Smith, for example, he's still around now and he's still kind of, he's still doing songs actually for his movies and things like this. Seriously, amazing.
You think Backstreet Boys is not on? They are still in on top. And I, well, like 2 years ago and uh-huh, 3 years ago, I always attended their concert.
Yeah?
Przecież oczywiście, że tak, między innymi w Ergarenie, w Warszawie, na Torwarze się but stało w kolejce.
How old are these guys now, though?
Około 40 pewnie.
Okay.
Po 40 już na pewno.
Okay, it's not too... Okay, still young.
But still fantastic.
Wow.
Backstreet's back. All right. Ciągle żywe.
I can imagine you like screaming in the crowd.
God,
yeah, we love you!
Kevin!
Unbelievable. But I just, seriously, this BTS thing has blown my mind today. Of course I heard about them before. And, wow, it's insane. Actually, their music, let's be honest, it's not so bad. It's pretty good, I think. I
no,
quite like
nie
it.
Może być tak bardzo bad, skoro robią międzynarodową karierę. Tam już w Korei doskonale myślą, mają wszystko przemyślane, w jaki sposób komponować piosenki. By była też jakaś gitarka, by nie było to wszystko aż tak bardzo sztuczne. By to wszystko miało sens.
But it's somebody that you'd expect to see on like the Eurovision Song Contest, yes?
Mm-hmm.
This is where you expect to see them. But actually they've just blown up. They're all around the world now, they're touring and...
Ale jeżeli są fani BTS i K-popu po drugiej stronie, tell us, why do you love this band? Why do you yeah, love this music? Co tak naprawdę podnieca was najbardziej?
What's so different?
Czy to jest właśnie to, że oni no, są, pochodzą jednak dla Polaków w większości z egzotycznego kraju, mają no, inną urodę? O co chodzi tak naprawdę? Czy chodzi o muzykę, czy chodzi o ich wokal, czy chodzi o to po prostu, jak wyglądają, kim są, może prezentują też ze sobą jakąś szczególną filozofię? Write us, we are really curious.
I just love their names. Like, seriously, I love them just for their
Suga,
names.
To jest mój już tutaj.
Yeah, amazing.
Idę. 603-060-606 to Radio Gdańsk.
Down when you never
Christopher.
Yes, Miss Evelina.
Wyobraź sobie, jesteś na kempingu. Wszystko jest super wspaniale. Wracasz z plaży, ponieważ kemping jest blisko plaży. Wchodzisz do swojego namiotu. I co?
I co?
Widzisz tak. prawie dwumetrowego węża boa, dusiciela, a drugi kolega prawie ma pół metra. Widzisz ich, jak są pięknie ułożeni, tacy cudownie tutaj złączeni w twoim namiocie. How do you react?
I don't react, because this is exactly the reason why I don't go camping. Why? Why do you want to camp out in the wilderness? And then you have...
It's not... To było w Gdańsku, na
it's
gdańskich
soggy, yeah?
stogach, więc to nie jest żadna dzicz.
Okay. It used
to
be
jest
the wilderness
ciągle
a couple
miasto.
Of years ago. Actually, do you know what? I've only been to Stogi once. Yeah? Shocking, yes?
Pierwszy i ostatni raz zapewne. First and last time, when you hear this story.
No, I was there maybe like a couple of months ago. And actually, surprising. Really? Quite nice place.
Tak, ale teraz Stogi to taka uwaga też zapewne gdańszczanie i turyści, którzy tam się wybrali, wiedzą. Stogi is under construction.
Yeah, of course.
I nie jest niestety już tak bardzo atrakcyjne pod tym względem, że nie ma tramwaju, który dojedzie, a po drugie, no trudno jest zaparkować bardzo dużo korków, więc poczekajmy jeszcze ze Stogami. Natomiast historia wydarzyła się naprawdę. This is a true story from this week, actually.
And it was the Czech tourist,
tak
yes?
jest. Pani turystka wchodzi do swojego namiotu i okazuje się, że znajduje dwa węże boa. Boa dusi ciele. Jeden prawie 2 metry długości, drugi pół metra. I co? Panika. Panika. To mixture polskiego i angielskiego. Kompletna panika. Turyści wezwali policję, straż miejską i strażaków. Na miejsce przyjechał też weterynarz. I co się okazało? Okazało się, że probably they escaped, I mean, the, yeah. że uciekły te węże właścicielowi, albo może się też zdarzyć tak, że właściciel po prostu nie dopilnował swoich pupili kochanych, no i niestety zostawił być może otwarty boks, no i wyśliznęły się.
Two questions. First question, why is there a man out there or a woman out there keeping snakes as pets?
This is the question I also ask, and there are people, naprawdę jest sporo ludzi, którzy hodują, trzymają w domach, yeah. they keep snakes.
Do you know what? I had a student before, probably in his 20s, and he has a pet tarantula.
Też?
Why? You can't exactly hold it and stroke it, can you? You know, it's, why would you have something like this? So, first question, why would you have such a pet? Why don't you stick with a dog or a cat? Be a normal person, yes? Second question.
Mówimy wprost.
Why would you go camping in general? Why? I don't get
No, teraz już chyba tego nie możesz kwestionować, dlaczego ludzie...
Have you been camping this year?
No, nie.
Last
ale
year?
Ogólnie tak. I used to camping
you're
when,
not
I,
a camper.
when I was smaller with my parents, of course.
Okay, but you've gone off this now, yes? You're not a camper. I can see you're not a camping person.
No, it's a, what do we want to achieve with this now?
I'm just claiming that I'm not the only princess
Campingi
in the room.
Campingi są bardzo popularne, nie tylko wśród Polaków, w całej Europie. Ludzie jeżdżą, rozkładają namioty w przyczepach kempingowych albo w kamperach i są super szczęśliwi.
But the question is, what would you do if you opened up the tent and you saw a 2-meter boa?
Ja bym dostała zawału, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure I would need to go to the toilet very fast.
To the toilet, I would faint and I would go with a heart attack.
But absolutely crazy. And this is exactly the reason I do not camp. That's unbelievable.
But if you go to Asia, you can go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I z toalety również może ci wyślizgnąć się taki wężyk boa.
Do you know what the worst thing I've ever done? This is probably, yeah, the worst thing. In Australia.
Do I want to know?
Yes, you do want to know. In Australia, I was in the rainforest for 2 days, and they had the showers in the middle of the camp, but it was like a block. So actually, there was holes in the shower, like at the top, to let out the condensation.
I don't want to know whom you meet.
Whom? Well, probably about 30 other creatures. Frogs, big, obviously, mosquitoes, plenty of those. Moths,
monkeys.
No monkeys. But seriously, you're showering with about 20 or 30 other creatures.
Wspaniale! To jest jak takiej łaźni fińskiej, albo na przykład tureckiej, albo na Węgrzech też gorące źródła przychodzisz i a lot of partners. Oh, tak.
But I get creeped out enough when I find there's a spider in the corner of my shower.
Wspaniale.
You know, yeah. And, I can't do it. Camping is not my thing. I need a hotel. 5-star hotel, please.
Oh, well. Właśnie.
That is me.
A propos jeszcze tatuaży, jako dziecko bywałem dość często w polskim klubie morskim obok twierdzy Wisłoujście, to napisał Andy. Pracował tam wówczas stary bossman, pan Władek. I to u niego pierwszy raz w życiu zobaczyłem tatuaż. Nieduży, skromny, lecz wyrazisty, trzycyfrowy numer z Oświęcimia. Do dziś nie przepadam za tatuażami. Rzeczywiście jest tak, że kojarzy się to jak najbardziej z tymi niezwykle tragicznymi czasami, ale dziś te tatuaże no, mają już troszeczkę inny wymiar. Taki wymiar bardziej popkulturowy. Nie do końca myślimy o tym, jakie one mają, jaka jest historia tatuażu. No i właśnie, tutaj dla wielu osób nie do końca jest to przyjemna historia. 603-06-06-06. Czekamy jeszcze ciągle na wasze SMS. Everybody, close your eyes, ascend and go up. Everybody, close your eyes, ascend and go up. Everybody.
Now, this is well out of Evelina's knowledge, but what did Jason Statham, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel all have in common?
To akurat jeszcze wiem. Fast and Furious.
Oh, there we go, Evelina. I'm proud of you.
I na tym kończy się moja wiedza na temat tej serii.
Yes, they have all appeared in the Fast and Furious. However, interesting fact which has come out. They all have a contract, okay? They all have a contract, a specific contract stating about their fight scenes. How
do they fight, or czy mają kaskaderów?
No, I think they mainly do actually their fighting stunts.
Proszę,
but they actually have contracts to say, obviously, I don't want to lose this fight, and this kind of stuff. But there are contracts. For example, Jason Statham has a contract to say that he on set, he is not allowed to be beaten too badly.
Too badly.
Too badly.
Co jest relatywną rzeczą.
Yeah. So, because actually, they all have these egos of being like strong men, yes? Like really the man. And yeah, Jason Statham in his contract says, okay,
so they will never lose. Więc yeah. Scenariusz musi być napisany w taki sposób, że nigdy exactly. nie przegrają.
Yeah, exactly that.
Ciekawe.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel in his contract, he has set that the amount of hits he takes, he's allowed to do the exact same number of hits to the other person. And to get this, he brought his sister to the set to count how many times he
no.
is hit. Yep. To count how many times he is hit, so then he can hit the other person back in the script.
Ale scenariusz, script, it's like a different story, yeah? How can they discuss with this?
Because, of course, they discuss with the director, then the director has to rewrite the script to please all of them. Even, for example, Dwayne The Rock Johnson
it makes no fun.
In Fast and Furious 7, I believe it was, Jason Statham and Dwayne Johnson, they basically pushed each other through a wall, yeah? So actually, one pushed one through the wall, and then the other one got up and had to push him through a wall, just to be even, yes?
A sister counts.
Yeah, as a sister counts. But basically, Dwayne's say, criteria was that when he falls on the floor, the scene has to finish with at least him sitting up. Not laying on the floor, because then he looks like he's knocked out. He has to at least sit up.
I teraz zaczynam się zastanawiać. Masz tylu aktorów, masz serię, która jest no, fenomenem na skalę światową.
Everybody... Phenomenon, exactly. Thank you, Evelina.
Proszę bardzo, yes. proszę bardzo. Not everybody likes this, but... To be honest, I can admit, like, it's a huge hit, tak? Cała seria.
Huge.
No właśnie. So, the question is, you have, like, actors who are made for this role. They yeah. are, they just have to be there. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, a vision of the movie. And you write a script. I to jest pytanie teraz dla scenarzysty. Czy ma ulegać gwiazdom, infoszkom poniekąd również, czy ma jednak iść za sercem i tworzyć swój własny scenariusz? So now is the question, yeah?
Yeah. The script has to change depending on the actors and...
I wouldn't like to be the scriptwriter.
Oh,
them.
Of course. Can you imagine? Like, your script will always change purely because the actors are so demanding.
No właśnie.
But let's be honest, like, now, actually, Jason Statham and Vin Diesel are 52 years old. Yeah, 52 years old.
Yeah. No proszę.
And still looking
ciągle to,
amazing.
This is the casus of Jennifer Lopez, like still yeah. looking like in the 20s.
And the plastic surgeon, of course, probably. But still doing amazingly. But I just love how demanding they are. They look like really down-to-earth guys, really easygoing guys. But
yeah, but they
demanding.
Are sure that this movie will not exist without them.
Of course, of course.
To
and it wouldn't
pewne.
Now. Definitely, I don't think it would. And of course, very soon coming out is Hobbs and Shaw, which is Jason Statham and Dwayne The Rock Johnson kind of partnering up in a Fast and Furious spin-off. And then, of course, they've already started on the next Fast and Furious with Vin Diesel and the whole crew.
So the new one is actually not even released, but they're already working
yep,
on the
exactly.
next one.
Yep.
So, która to już będzie część?
I believe actually next year.
Okay, and which part year. Is it then? 8?
This will be... Well, technically, there was Fast and Furious 7, and then Fast and Furious... I think there's been an 8. So this is Hobbs and Shaw, which is going to be a spin-off, so it's not going to have a number. And then the next one is either going to be 8 or 9. I've lost track. But it's basically becoming like a James Bond. We just have one after another after another. But let's be honest, they are amazing. I can't wait. I can't wait. This is the boy's dream.
Amazing. Lenny Kravitz teraz jest już w tle. To jest amazing.
He knows what he's talking about. Broadway lights and taxi cabs. Everybody's moving fast. Uptown, downtown, what's your thing? She can take what she can bring. Sit.
this world.